is that the reserves have been around for 116 years, and we're going to be around for another 116 years. Our brother with the National Guard are going to be there fighting beside us, and we're going to continue to support the mission because we know that active duty cannot support the conflict. And if you see, if you look at what's happening in Europe, they're depending on sustainment operations, depending on combat arms from the National Guard. So where do we need to be, man? We need to be ready. We need to be ready to support our brethren and, you know, brothers and sisters in arms, supporting civilians. We need to be ready to go fight anytime, anywhere. And I know that, I've been in the Army for 38 years. I know that everyone in this room is ready to go fight and win American wars or whatever they might be. And it's going to be strong leaders taking over this room to answer that call. And we're going to continue to answer that call. So, one, thank you for everybody for what you do and everything you do. I'm right on time because it's 15:55. We're going to get that time, kind of cake, I guess. And I really want to encourage you to, I know there's more than what's in this room at this cry at night, but spread the word. Come on. This is the time that we, as brothers and sisters, can get together, have some fun, and then relax and talk and get to know each other. Because you don't want to get to know each other in time of struggle, right? You don't want to get to know each other the first time you're going out the door. We're brothers and sisters in arms, man. Let's make the most of it. We have a great base. We have a great facility here. We have a great organization. So,